Hey, Cozzy, you know what you potentially have in common with Jude Law, Prince William,
yes,
and Ben Affleck?
What? Good looks?
That you may, there may be a bit of receding going on in your hair.
See, it disappoints me that we would even be bringing this up. Because
it disappoints me too, but we are talking about all things sort of body issues and whatever.
Well,
and
we're doing Real SA Bodies, which is meant to be all about the perfect bodies, the one you're in, and then you go, hey, your hairline's receding, let's get a professional in to tell you that you're going bald.
No, we just, no,
not
look,
massively
it's
keen on it, to
it's,
be honest.
It's not just pointed at you. We just did decide that the one big thing that guys have a problem with is losing their hair and stuff like that. So really, you're just our guinea pig a
guinea
little.
Guinea pig, if you will.
And look, to be fair and honest, Coz, there is a lot of bounce off your forehead these days as I sit next to you. Do you want to borrow my hat?
My look, ex-boyfriend had the biggest forehead of all time.
I just think when you talk self-conscious issues, for me, I hate taking my shirt off. I'm not, I don't like any of that sort of stuff. And now we're just highlighting another issue that I don't see as a major thing. And I just think, why would you even do it?
But maybe you will in a moment. Yeah. Andrew from Transitions Hair Group, transitionhair.com.au, is in studio with us now. He's got the TV all set up over to the side there. And a special camera that, well, I guess it looks right into Cozzy's hair. How does it work, Andrew?
Yeah.
Well, the way the machine works is that it basically gives us a nice close-up of the hair, more or less magnifies it about 50 to 90 times. So you can actually see what's happening at a microscopic level.
Because that's going to be good news, isn't it?
Yeah,
let's just zoom in.
You're on your top of your head. Yeah, that's nice.
And so what we can determine then is to whether the hair is actually being affected by the things in the body that are causing the hair loss itself. So if the hair is being affected by hair loss, you can actually see the diameter of the hair has shrunk somewhat.
Okay, what are you talking about in terms of the things within your body that are affecting your hair loss? What do you mean?
Okay, what happens with guys and also women as well, but not to the same degree, of course.
Because my hair is pretty much about a tenth as thick as it used to be. I used to have really, really thick hair and it's now thin.
Right. That would be something that we'd have to look into. It could be a health-related issue.
No,
perhaps.
I think it's just age and the fact that I used a crimper in the 80s.
And the beauty of it, it's not about Amber, it's about Cos's hair today.
Yeah,
so. No, I'm just saying. Anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, what happens that with fellas particularly is that you know, we have normal levels of testosterone after puberty. Then what happens is like just a biological clock within the body, and then the body starts to produce this thing called DHT or dihydrotestosterone. That's something which combines the 5-alpha reductase within the body. It's a little bit technical.
Jeez, isn't it?
Yeah, but it combines with the testosterone. More or less what that does, it starts to attack the hair follicle. At the roots, more or less, it starts to more or less shrink the hair follicle to the point where it kills it off pretty much.
Yeah.
And so usually speaking, that affects only the hair on the top of the head, not around the sides and the back.
So you guys are in Melbourne Street, North Adelaide. So do blokes just come in and go, oh, hi? Do they sheepishly walk through the door and go, oh, hi, I think I might be losing my hair and what can we do about it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, sometimes some guys are so worried about it that they don't want, you know, people to come see them going in.
Oh,
they'll actually sort of
terrible,
walk past two or three times. So our actual location is very discreetly located.
Good.
So people, you know, feel quite comfortable when they come in.
Yeah, because it must be a big step for people to go in.
And I think that, like, we just spoke to a guy called Simon before when we were talking about this issue with men.
Yeah.
And he's a bloke that didn't even want to go out. He wore a hat all the time. And that's, like, I just see it as being massively sad that he should be.
Yeah, I was listening to him before and we hear a lot of those stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for people to feel that way. Probably even more so as, you know, Aussie blokes, we don't verbalise a lot of things.
Mm.
So there's a lot of people out there who would feel that, but they would never tell anybody that.
Yes, see, girls just talk about all their issues a lot.
Because you're seeming very interested in asking questions here, but I think we'd just like to move on to getting this thing on your head.
Right. See, this is going to be, all right, way you go, mate. You do what you have to do.
I don't think you've got a problem for the record,
Cozzy. It's basically like, say you were to get like a big whiteboard marker and stick it on top of someone's head. But instead of a whiteboard marker, it's a camera. It's about that sort of size.
Yeah, just moving
it around on top of his head.
And there's a little screen. We can actually see your individual hairs now coming out of your head, Cozzy. It's a weird thing.
Not an overly good
doctor.
Sight, is it?
You're right. I think he's a doctor, isn't he?
Sure.
Is that a bit of dry skin there as well? Is that what that is?
Yeah, what I noticed initially is that because he does have a significant amount of dry skin there
Thank
on the top
you.
Of his skin.
I do my best.
But that's okay. That's something that can be sorted out. But what would appear with Cozzy is that we've actually measured up also there on the front of his forehead as to where his hairline would have been, say, when he was 20 years old.
Is that what the marks are that you've made on his head?
That's right. Because basically, more or less, the length from the tip of your nose to the bridge of your nose, or just between the eyebrows, is where your front hairline typically would be.
Yeah.
Okay. But what we're seeing there with Cozzy is that though at the very front, like right above in between the his eyes, his hairline is just fine. But over to the temple area, it has receded probably, what would you say, that is about half an inch perhaps.
Yeah.
So it's gone back a little
bit.
If that. But how old are you now, Cozzy?
29.
29. Okay, that's something that we could expect at that age, yeah. Without necessarily being, you know, any cause for further significant hair loss.
So
perhaps.
Average hair loss.
Just average.
So, Andrew, what that's do we good. Do? Do you give me some miracle cream? Do you going to whack implants in me or what? What can we do?
Well, for you, if you were really, really concerned about...
Like, well, I am now, and this is the thing. No. This wasn't an issue until 20 minutes ago.
We would work out like a treatment program there with you, something that you can do to help keep the hair that you've got.
It's not a bald spot. I don't think he's got a problem.
Yeah, well, no, I think Ozzy's fine.
The joy of doing something like this is we don't have to have the final say. We'll put a poll up on the website.
We will not put
a
poll up.
We're putting photos of
I'm not going to put a poll up.
Up on the website right now, Cozzy. We're taking photos above your head like right now. Look at that. Look up. There
that's
you go.
So Katie just mean. Grabbing
a
photo right above
it you. Is so mean. Oh, yeah. Let's make a poor guy feel self-conscious.
Aww.
So is it, that's just getting answers for you. It's what we like to do.
Yes. But you know what, Cozzy? The best thing about having curly hair is you can just brush it if there's a problem.
SAFM.com.